of the bodybuilder curse and jogger wisdom, or bodybuilding is a weighted endurance sport. Everyone is doing it wrong, and the books are wrong. Most people give up on fitness precisely due to bad advice. Spreading it is a curse in itself. What advice could I give you that could possibly change your mind? The kind of advice that would be obvious to you had you not received wrong advice which clouded your judgment because you thought people with large arms knew how they got them or how to do it right. Our bodies have special powers. They are self-renewing biological machines. Just like you must follow rules of physics when you accelerate a car, you must also slowly get your body to adapt to meaningful workouts. You have to follow the rules of the body. If you copy athletes or even gym rats on day one, you will absolutely fail. You have to gradually get to where they are, the same way they did, whether they knew it or not. If you ask someone how they did something that they merely stumbled into, they will often backfill a story. If you copy bodybuilders from a documentary, oh my gosh, you need to account for the camera pointed right at them. The fact that they are just showing off. And like above, probably making stuff up as they go. So I ask you, stop listening to advice and begin paying attention to evidence and results. Look at a fat person and ask yourself, what is this magic that they use to get around? They are dragging extra 100 or 200 pounds, something that would crush you. How did these incredibly heavy people gained this incredible power to drag an extra 100 pounds. They have gradually gained weight, giving their bodies time to adapt and grow muscle. If they lose all that fat, they can gain speed and become powerful athletes. But to keep that muscle post-weight loss, they will need to work out frequently or wear a weight vest. They will need wrist weights, ankle weights, and keep on moving, keep on working out, and keep on trucking. If you are not large, for you to successfully replicate their powerful muscle, you need to gradually increase your weights. Otherwise, that extra 100 or 200 pounds will stop you so frequently that you're not going to get anywhere, maybe to the first plateau. You need to do it gradually, but not as slow as gaining fat, though not so fast that you can't move and need rest, because that's when your body stops listening to you. You are now just recovering and resting. Joggers have another piece of the bodybuilding puzzle. No jogger can originally just start jogging. They will run out of breath and suck wind like a fat guy walking. But they have this incredible gift, this wisdom, where they do not believe that they are jogging unless they don't need to stop. It just makes natural sense that to jog means to jog straight through. You see, jogging has a built-in wisdom because it is a continuous activity. Bodybuilding has a built-in flaw. It seems like big muscles demand big weights. The formerly fat bodybuilders who are lifting big weights seem to serve as evidence backing this up, and no one really thinks about this any further. But again, bodybuilders who were once fat gained their muscles from carrying all that fat around for ages. They may not know how they got their muscle. They may say that it is superior genetics or something that only they can do. A lot of big muscle people are stuck in a plateau. They lift so heavy that they simply cannot lift any heavier for long enough. Especially because gyms, to save money, will manufacture equipment spaced 5 or 10 pounds apart. An increase of 5 pounds, even in a dumbbell, is way too much. 2.5 pounds is almost too much. So it works like this. Mr. Fancy Fatty Fatterton starts with 20 pounds 50 times that he can lift due to obesity and enhanced muscle. He lifted his fat all of his life, from the age of 9 or even lower. He loses some weight, goes on to 25 and 30 pounds, lifting it 30 times now, and then 35 and 40 pounds. Whoa! But now, lifting it 15 times, and really needing to pause between the sets of 15 times. And then, he may go for 45 pounds or more, now lifting it 10 times. And now he won't be able to lift any more. Not for long enough for his body to adapt. That is called a plateau. This bodybuilder cornered himself because he has no real idea what he is doing. He's lifting too much to progress. Bodybuilders will often stay there, not really growing muscle, maybe losing fat to gain some muscle definition, but they will have cornered themselves for years just because they went too fast, and now their weights are too heavy to work out for long enough for the body to get a signal to adapt, and they will remain at their plateau. Sitting, and sitting, sometimes getting up, and then sitting down again, because they really cannot lift that weight without great discomfort, possibly danger even. But it gets even worse, because they do not want to be seen lifting any less. That high weight past 45, maybe 50 or 60 or 100, who knows, is their pride. And they will not ever be seen lifting 20 pounds again. It's not as easy as going back down to light weights. They have to time themselves and eliminate rest, really spend hour after hour with that 20 pounds getting ready for it. They may even need to go back down to 5 pounds. That's where it gets even worse. Breaking through a plateau may just demand going all the way back to the beginning and start with 3 or 5 pounds. That's how bad they might have cornered themselves. They just have no endurance to lift anything that their body can meaningfully adapt to. And with 5 pounds, they would think that they may be wasting their time. 5 pounds doesn't challenge a body until some 45 minutes in, and it demands a 2 or 3 hour workout. And it gets even worse, because they have to sway and dance with those 5 pound weights, nonstop, for 2 or 3 hours, inviting so much ridicule and pain that they will never do this, ever. The reason why they have to flex and sway and dance is that the entire body is a symphony orchestra that works together to lift heavy weights. Muscle isolation means nothing. Proper bodybuilding requires muscles that the body grew in its wisdom, that it knew to grow due to evolution. Trying, failing, and trying again over the course of millions of years. Do you see how joggers get a wisdom where they understand that jogging is not jogging until it's non-stop straight through? And bodybuilders get this curse where image is more important than the results. Joggers are not interested in bodybuilding, for sure, but they still get muscular without adding any weight. The machinery of their body as they are running does become a symphony orchestra, but they only reach the first level. Their weight is just the weight of their body. If they kept adding more and more weights, perhaps a weighted vest, wrist weights, and leg weights, and then dancing with dumbbells, they would continue growing more muscle. Joggers do the very thing that we evolved for, running fast, to get around, to get away, and to chase down prey. If they did add weight slowly enough not to interfere with the operations of a body as it is jogging, in a reasonably short time, the body would listen and they would safely become bodybuilders. They would continue building more and more muscle. What can we do to lift the bodybuilding curse of sets, reps, sitting around, and plateaus? Follow evidence of fast muscle growth that may occur on your or animal or athlete body. Follow evidence that you can see with your own eyes. There can only be success where there is evidence. Bodybuilding is a weighted endurance sport, not a woo-woo science of lifting heavy and sitting around for the big muscles to pop in.